Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting sixth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second, the left fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting third, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jack Hyatt. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a fly ball towards right. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dietz moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Santo moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Santo scores. Spangler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCormick. Spangler scores. Holtzman moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holtzman tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt fields the ball and throws to McCormick covering. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Banks is walked intentionally. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ron Herbel now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hyatt moves to second. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyatt moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hyatt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips now playing center field. Al Spangler now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Hundley steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Hundley scores. Santo moves to second. It's 10-2, Cubs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground for an out. Spangler moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing center field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Dignan now playing first base. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Holtzman hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Arcia now playing third base. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rehart pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Cubs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Arcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-1 in the game. Cline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hyatt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Phillips. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. Davenport goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Cubs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dietz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Dietz reaches second base with a double. Hyatt scores. It's 10-7, Cubs. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.